Hey, baby, you looking hot tonight?
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Cask and Crow, the only show where you won't serve a life sentence for joining the murder. I'm your host, Lord Drew.
And I'm Eddie Biz.
Hey! Another week, another episode back down here in the 1853 Media Studio with my man Biz, like always. And today's special because it's motherfucking St. Patrick's Day, Biz. Let's go!
Listen, according to Ancestry, from what my sister took, I am 100% Irish, so yeah. I like to celebrate this.
A hundo, man. It's a big holiday for Biz and I, and for everyone else who is of Irish descent, or even if you want to identify as an Irish person for St. Patrick's Day, it's A-OK. Listen, happy St. Patrick's Day on this Irish holy holiday, baby.
Listen, for me, I feel like anyone that's out today, don't care what you are, you are honorary Irish for today.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Yeah. You got the stamp, seal, and approval from Cask and Crow.
Come out and celebrate, people.
Yeah, absolutely. Dude, I have a funny story to tell you, bro.
Do you really? Okay, let's go.
I just came back from taking my son to a birthday party that was a paintball birthday party.
Okay.
So a bunch of 11 and 12 year olds playing paintball.
Let's hear about the black and blues.
No. This is actually.
Was that crying?
Oh, yeah.
First thing I have to ask.
And you know what? Not exactly why you would think. All right. So look,
so it wasn't because of black and blues and pain or something like that. It was just like, you know, some other kid issues.
Let me just explain.
Okay, go on.
I'm sure some had to do with some black and blues, but so a bunch of 11 and 12 year olds.
So a bunch of bitches.
They are going to play paintball, and right off the bat, let me just let you guys know that they're using what we call in the paintball community 50s. They're like half the size of
the regulation. Lower end, I'd imagine.
It's right? Just literally half the size of like a regulation paintball.
Okay.
It's just like smaller, you know.
But doesn't smaller hurt more?
Well, yeah, it's weird because they don't all explode. And it's because they're smaller, they kind of just kind of
bounce off you.
And sometimes it hurts more like that. But anyway, so these kids are playing. And right after the first game, first of all, it's absolute carnage and chaos. Like, I'm just watching. And the one ref has his hands full, man. Like, he's trying to do the best thing he can possibly do and score this game. But every 30 seconds, he has another kid running off the field. My gun don't work. My gun's jammed. Blah, blah, blah. This is that.
And I get that. We had problems the last time we went and did this.
If you were using a gun that wasn't yours, yeah. But so it's absolute chaos going on. After the first game, these kids come back. Four of them are crying, right? And
as they should be, it's paintball.
The rest of them are fighting, like yelling at each other, like, you were out, blah, blah, blah. This is honestly expected in a group of boys that are going to play paintball, 11, 12 year olds, whatever.
The younger you are, the more argumentative
it's just like,
you are.
It was, the field was like spewed with prepubescent emotions, dude. Like, it was out of control. Like, these kids. It's so funny to see.
It was teenage testosterone all over the place.
They don't know what to do with their emotions, so they cry. You know what I'm saying?
They either cry or get angry, because those are the two that
They're like angry crying, all of them. They're like pissed at each other, and their fists are clenched, and they're like angry crying, and they're like, this motherfucker, you know? And it's crazy to see, because at first I thought it was only my son, like, he didn't do this today at this time. He did it later on. So he...
Yeah, I get it.
He's not scot-free, you know? But I know why he does that and, like, why he gets so upset. But I think it's the same reason for most of these kids, because
they don't know what to do with their emotions.
Exactly, bro. They don't know what to do with their anger, and
they're still trying to figure that adrenaline, it out. Like,
yeah.
What do I do with this? Do I punch somebody? Do I throw something? Or do I just like walk away and have a sandwich?
Yeah, like, you know, he doesn't. What I'm saying? Yeah, like, it's so funny to see like multiple little dudes like that, like just so frustrated and angry, crying after the first game. After the first game. My son winds up getting pissed because he shot one of the kids a few times and he didn't call out. And he was like, he's cheating. You know, like, I get shot once and I'm done. Like, you know, I do the right thing, Dad. Like, he's pissed, you know?
Yeah, well, that's like one thing, especially as kids. And you can even see this as adults. Like, yeah, I get shot. Yeah, fuck you. I'm still going to go, like, go.
I tried telling him. I was like, all the games I go play, and I'm going to play, too, in a couple weeks. All the games I go to play, it always happens. There's always that one guy, a couple guys in the field who want to wipe off their pain and not and pretend like they didn't get hit, whatever. I'm like, so I'm trying to explain to him. I'm like, dude, the only way to, like, you can't get mad at, like, they're still going to do it.
You have to have fun no matter what you're doing.
Yeah, I'm like, just still try to have fun. The only way to do anything about this is not get mad and upset. Go back on the field, and if he doesn't want to get out, just continue to keep shooting him. That's the only way it's going to explain to him, like, oh,
punish
shit.
Him.
Yeah.
Finish like,
when,
him.
When you know you shot him and he does not raise his hand and do the right thing and try to go off the
field. Shoot him in the face.
Maybe he'll learn his lesson.
Make him walk away and need a juice box.
It's just so funny, man, because I thought it was just my dude that like, might have, like, trouble dealing with his emotions.
No,
you know
it's
what I'm
all
saying?
Of them.
Like to
it's
like to
them.
Be honest with you, it was all of them today.
Listen, I get it. Listen,
prepubescent angst.
I mean, my nephew is much younger. He's only 4 or 5 years old.
Yeah,
whatever, like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. He hasn't experienced this yet.
But like even for him, he hasn't experienced paintball or something like that.
No,
you know. But even my nine-year-old niece or whatever like that, if she's not immediately good at something, she doesn't want to do it. My nephew, if he just randomly is just like, oh, I'm just going to have a meltdown right now. Like, dude, nothing happened. Like,
yeah,
they don't know. Kids don't know how to deal and actually process their emotions. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I know it was on full display today, dude. Like, I saw it and like, as fucked up as this may sound, it kind of gave me comfort almost in a way.
Why? Because you feel less bad about you processing your emotions?
No, nothing to do with me personally. I'm saying because I thought it might have just been my son who was having some shit.
Other people still having the same problem.
They're all the same way. They're all cut from the same mold, dude. They all got the same kind of shit going on inside right now. They all don't know how to process it. And they're all fucked up, you know?
I mean, listen, this is kind of... Listen, every child is emotionally disturbed. Okay, I hate to say this.
Some more than others.
No, I hate to say... Yes, some more than others. Same thing as adults, right?
Mm-hmm.
But kids...
We grow out of ours. Some of us don't.
Yes.
Yeah.
Every child, if you're under really 15 years old,
right,
you're still trying to figure out
how
to process this.
Yeah.
Like, you know, mentally.
My house is wild right now, dude. Like, I have a 16-year-old. I have an 11-year-old. Like, shit's hitting the fan every night in my house, bro.
I can imagine. Because someone touched or moved someone's cheese.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's actually a thing.
Shit goes down in my crib, bro. Like, it's crazy, dude.
Honestly, my joke about moving someone's cheese, that's actually a documentary, and it actually goes into work as an adult, and it's actually a real thing. People, even as adults, if you move even the slightest little thing, someone's stapler or something like that, they don't know how to process, oh, fuck, you're just changing my whole life right now.
Yeah, you
like,
moved you my know, shit. But that stuff bothers me, too. Not going to sit here and act like it doesn't bother me.
I
don't fly off the handle. But I get a little pissed off when someone moves my things.
It annoys me as well.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say I'm above this, but literally, guys at home, watch this. It's called You Move My Cheese. Like, well, no, it's like...
Is that really what it's called?
No, I actually put the Brooklyn to that. But basically, go look up a documentary. Like,
Moved
you
My
know,
Cheese or You Moved My Cheese?
Yes, something along those lines. I don't know the exact title, but it's real. it's a real thing, and it will actually help you in the corporate world or just in life. I think a little bit.
I think it's fully documented that men, for the most part, the majority of us have like a thing where everything is kind of scattered, but we know where everything is at all times, like no matter what. Like some of our stuff is organized. Like our tools and shit that we use, that's always probably squared away and things like that. But like the regular daily things that we use throughout our day, like our shit, right? Let's just call it our shit. You know where everything is.
I'm going to say something right here. All the time, my remote control, that's something I lose constantly, right?
Right.
But it'll be in the weirdest place. I'm like, yeah, okay, that fell in between the couch cushions, and I know it's there. I 100% know it's there later today. And yes, I go in the couch cushions, and it's there.
Yeah, so you know where your shit is.
Yes, but I didn't actually go move it and put it on the counter or something like that. Right. It's just I know it's there, and that's it. I don't care where it is. Right. When I come back later tonight, I know where it is.
You don't have any external factors, though, that fuck your shit up.
No, but I am also a single person with no kids.
So I have external factors.
Yeah, there you go.
People move my shit all the time in my house. And I'm like, I perfectly placed that ring there for like something stupid where I know my ring should be going back in my closet and my jewelry shit, whatever.
But still, you put it on this counter, this specific counter, and I'm going to come back later and I expect it to be there.
Right. And then when it's not, I'm like, oh, maybe
your wife moved it.
Maybe she moved it. But if she moved it, the logical place would be put it back in the jewelry box in my closet. Like,
but she didn't put it there.
No, she put it where she wanted to put it.
Yes.
And now I'm losing my fucking shit trying to find the comb, the brush, the this, the that, all the time. It's not just her, though. The kids move shit, too.
Every married person and any person with kids or even just a long-term girlfriend absolutely knows exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. All right. Let me get my social media plugs out of the way, Busy, so we can get on with the show before we start going down the rabbit hole. Follow us on all social media at Cask and Crow, CASKANDCROW on Facebook and Instagram. Of course, if you want to support the show and rock some fresh merch, go to www.caskandcrow.com. I just put up some new merch there, guys. Support the show that way. We are hashtag Epic Partners. If you play Fortnite, Rocket League, Fall Guys,
or any other Epic game,
absolutely use the supporter creator code Cask and Crow spelled out. And Biz has been killing it on Twitch, guys. I've been sharing it on our social media. He plays almost every night, man, for hours at a clip. He's been putting in the grind. Yeah. No, he's been putting in the grind.
But, you know.
Where can they get you on Twitch, Busy?
They can get me at Cask_and_Crow.
Yeah.
At Twitch.
Do it.
And I actually have another venture coming up over here. It is called Comic Junkies. It's something that I've had on the pocket for a little while now. But within the next couple of months, we actually have some shirts that we've already generated. And we're going to put this stuff out there for people to buy soon.
Yeah, do it.
And once it's out there, I'll let you guys know.
Yeah, you plug it.
There you go. Have to plug it.
So, you know, I have a home in Pennsylvania. Right, Busy? Yes. I don't know if I ever said this.
We've mentioned it multiple times. Yeah, you have told me.
Yeah, I've told you, but I don't know if I ever said it on the show. But yeah, I'm out in PA. I have a home out in PA for all the members of the murder out there. Shout out to Pennsylvania. It's a huge state, but it's awesome. Awesome place. There's some shit going on in PA right now. It's a little alarming. And I kind of want to take you to go see it. It's called Balls Out Bowling. Have you heard of this?
I can just imagine. I haven't heard of it, but I can imagine what it is. Balls out. What? You're doing two bowling balls at the same time, I guess?
No, it's nude.
Oh, it's nude.
It's a nudie bowling league, Biz.
Okay, I'm not sure if I really want to see naked people bowling. You know, there's a lot of parts.
It's mandatory.
There's a lot of parts moving over here.
It takes place in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
I would imagine there's a lot of 70-year-olds that people don't want to see naked.
Nudity is required with the exception that women can wear bottoms. Also, sexual activity is not permitted. Those running the event say nudism does not equal consent and harassment will not be taken lightly.
Well, I mean, I hope so, because you know what? If I'm bowling, if someone's fucking right next to me, it's going to try and fuck up my game.
What goes through my mind is nothing against the people who like doing these things, bro. Like, hey, listen, I'm not shaming you, bro, like, at all.
And listen, I actually have absolutely no problem walking around my house naked if I want to. You know what I'm saying?
Like, are you a naked roamer?
Not really, but sometimes.
Do you roam naked? I never, ever roam naked anywhere.
You know what? There are sometimes in the summer, you know what? I'm trying to avoid swamp ass. I might be walking around naked. Okay? Fuck it.
In order for you to say that.
Sorry, I just fucked you up a little bit. I know.
Yeah, you kind of did, but this is okay. In order for you to say that, that means you've done this before. What are some of the activities that you do around your home in the nude, Biz? Because now we want to know.
I have washed dishes before. I have done it. Hey, listen. All of it is way far away from my junk, so I'm not worried about it.
What made you decide to wash dishes in the nude, dude?
Swamp ass.
What do you mean? Like, you just got out of the shower and you're like, I want to.
No, in the summer, listen.
Hold on, because this is another level of shit. Are you fresh out of the shower when you decide to do this? Or are you like,
not necessarily.
You just start taking off all your clothes in the house?
Honestly, no. Literally, it comes down to, I mean, I have an AC, of course, as most people, but it doesn't always cool down the entire house. My kitchen is not someplace that I actually think about putting in another AC. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I get you, but I'm more concerned about the psychology behind this situation.
Psychology is I need to get something done, but I'm sweating my ass off.
So you get completely naked. Not even leave your boxers on or your undies on?
Hold on. As far as cleanliness, I know where you're going.
Not talking about cleanliness. I'm talking about just what makes you get naked.
Because I'm sweating my ass off. That's why. I just already explained this. Listen, I'm sorry.
I can understand getting out of the shower and cooling down
half my house. You know what I'm saying? I have an AC that'll cool down half my apartment.
Right.
But it doesn't cool down the entire apartment. And at the end of the day, my kitchen is not necessarily a place that needs an AC. Right?
Understood, yeah.
It's real, like, I'm not trying to pay an extra $100 for my electric bill.
I get
for my kitchen. So, guess what? If I'm literally sitting here, it's 90 degrees out, I have sweat coming down everywhere.
I get it.
Guess what? Putting on some hot water to wash dishes. You know what? My ass and my junk is way far away from the dishes, right? I can wash that.
Sure, of course you can. I wasn't even concerned with the
cleanliness part
or the hygienic issue. I wasn't concerned about that at all.
I'm just saying. I'm just sitting here. Guess what? Whether
or not I would take my shirt off if I was hot.
Oh,
I've never.
Okay, I don't know about you, but I'm going to tell you right now. Sweat comes down my shit, okay?
Oh, my God.
In the winter, it's great. I never take off my clothes in the winter.
It's great.
And if anything, I'm washing dishes with more clothes on. But in the summer, if I'm sweating my ass off, guess what? I'm going to do whatever I'm going to do. And guess what? Less clothes is better.
That's why I asked you. If it's fresh out the shower, because if it was fresh out the shower, I can kind of get behind, you know, being in the nude because you're like, all right, just got out of the shower. Oh, shit, I got to run whatever.
Okay, but here's the thing. Fresh out of the shower in the summer, I'm not going anywhere. How many clothes do you put on? I don't put on that much in the summer. I'm going to put on some boxers, obviously, all right. Blah, 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 blah.
All right.
But I'm saying, like, how much clothes do you really put on in the summer?
I mean, if you're staying home,
you're not leaving your
house. Yeah, you got to make that clear, though.
I said that. If you're not leaving your house, apartment, or anything like that, how much clothes do you really put on? I'm going to say most people don't put on
a pair of basketball shorts and a tank top or a fucking t-shirt. I'm good. Like,
the least amount possible.
Yeah.
I'm by myself. I'm a single guy
at the moment. That's true, I guess.
So I don't care if I'm only in my boxers.
Yeah.
we might play games like that.
I feel like
you might feel a certain way about that. Yeah. But like,
you know. No, I don't care, bro. You've actually told me before, like, I'm in my boxes right now playing this shit, playing online games and stuff. But no, I mean, so maybe balls out bowling might be for you.
Now here's the thing for me. I can see issues with that. Now, don't get me wrong. This balls out bowling, I swear to God, it's probably just 60-year-old guys or something like that. There's just a bunch of cock running around.
I don't think it's the older generation that does this. It's the boomer generation that does this balls out bowling. I think this is the complete younger generation that is doing this.
60-year-olds right now, that's Gen X.
Yeah, 50, but
50, 60, that's Gen X right now.
I guess.
Little boomer, a little Gen X, like, you know, there's a little crossover here.
I don't think they're participating in this type of behavior, bro. I think it's the 18 to like 35, 40 crowd that's into this.
No, I don't think the good looking crowd is the one that actually wants to show up naked. Okay. I think it's,
I don't know.
I'm sorry. I've never showed up.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Even at the beach when I go someplace, the woman with her top off or the guy that's just walking out with his dick out, they're never in the good zone, okay? They're never in the green zone. They're always over and don't give a fuck.
I have the opposite experience with the people who want to be like the nudies on the beach.
Well,
that's
good for you, man.
They're always younger cats. Younger couples, younger people walking around, and I'm like, all right, cool.
I've always seen some saggy tits and some way too saggy balls that should be covered up. You know what I'm saying?
Would you participate for content in the nudie bowling for Cask and Crow? If we went there and shot.
I'm not against it.
Here we go. That's what I'm talking about.
I'd really have to consider because I don't know.
I don't think they would let us do that, though. Because
I don't know if they want to let us do this. But
no, they wouldn't let us bring a camera.
At the end of the day,
there.
I got no problem with just letting it hang out over here. You know?
What about off camera? Like, are you good with this nudie bowling? Like, would you do something like this? Would you go?
You know what?
Why would you go? Because you know I have a feeling you would go to see some fucking
topless
women walking around playing
bowling. In general, that's not why I'd be going or whatever like that. I'd be going just for an experience. But
really?
But in general, I can see a lot of fights and things like this happening because of this.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Think about it. Especially if you're in the younger, okay? If you're in your 60s, who cares about what titties you're seeing or whatever you're seeing, right?
I guess.
But when you're in your 30s, people feel a certain way about someone looking at their girl or looking at,
you
like,
can't,
whatever.
You can't even fucking have that type of inkling of a mentality if you're participating in the nudie bowling day, dude.
But I've known people.
If someone's looking at your fucking girl and she's participating in the nudie day and you're participating in the nudie day too and so are they,
it should all be cool, right?
You are a complete, like, wrong.
But
if you want to catch feelings for that.
And I agree with you. However, I know I've been in certain situations with a friend that I'm there wants to go topless, like, you know, at a beach or whatever like that.
Right.
Not bowling. At a beach.
Okay.
And
but not everyone's participating in the nudie day, though.
No, she just wants to take her top off and not have tan lines.
And her boyfriend not comfortable with this situation.
Exactly.
Okay,
this
yeah.
This is not my girlfriend, like, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
I don't give a fuck, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
what would you do in that situation?
Well, here's
if your girl was comfortable with it, it's her fucking, it's her body, it's her decision, you know?
You should already know whether or not they are comfortable with that.
Nah, that's a good point,
or
dude.
You're comfortable with that.
That's a valid
point.
Before
you even get there.
That's an absolute valid, you should probably know
if your girl's just one of those people who are, likes to get out there, and it's no problem. Not saying they're being sexual or anything like that.
Yeah, but what if you're dating them, and then they want to...
Well,
who are you to fucking tell them, no, you can't do that? What, are you fucking crazy?
But here's the thing. That's up to you to decide if you're comfortable with your girl showing her shit or not.
Yeah, I guess.
It's all about what you're comfortable with, male or female.
Sure. I feel like I would just let it rock. Like if we were dating... I feel like I would just let it rock, and then if I really wasn't comfortable with the situation, I would tell her afterwards and be like, you know, I didn't really like that. But, and if she continues to want to do that, then I'm going to be gone, that's it.
But here's the thing, and sometimes it gets a little more closer where you're not you're not ready for
it. Oh, I'm not saying I would be against it. I'm just saying, like, that was the situation.
But I'm saying, like, you might be, like, say you're dating a girl and, you know, she's like, oh, I don't care. Like, you know, blah,
and
blah.
And that's her body, though. They
No, exactly. Right. But now all of a sudden you're out at the beach or something like that. She takes her stuff off because she doesn't want, like, you know, some tan lines or whatever like that. And then all of a sudden, one of your best friends or, you know, say Mike over here or whatever like that, is you catch him staring at some titties. You're going to feel a certain way.
I don't know. I would be like, I mean.
A lot of guys would feel a certain way. Definitely. Maybe not you particularly.
Right. There might be some words.
And at the end, something, like, don't get me wrong. Okay.
You think there's nudie fights going on at the nudie bowling night, Dad?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Is that what you're bringing up?
Hold on.
Is that what you're trying to get to,
Hold on. I've seen fights at the bar with just people looking at
at
somebody else's girl's
ass. Oh, for sure. Every single weekend.
And the ass isn't even out.
Every single weekend in Brooklyn, man.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
If that can happen.
Or everywhere, honestly.
If that can happen with no nudity. Imagine when nudity is out. All of a sudden, you're looking for, or your best friend is looking at your girl's tits too many times today. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Shit's gonna happen.
She starts looking at his schlong now, too. And it's like, what the fuck is going on here, bro? Like, yo.
Now you might have some other issues. Like, you know?
People start brawling out in nudie bowling. I mean, I think
it's
actually.
The way it swings.
I think it's actually ballsy, pun fully intended.
I was about to say that.
That Pittsburgh, PA is allowing something like this. I mean, it's not something that you see all the time really in the news.
No,
this shit
not really.
This shit kind of made news. Like, it kind of, you know.
I mean, listen.
It's pretty interesting, man.
To me, I don't care.
I wonder what kind of crowd that brings, bro. Like, I really do.
I'm kind of interested
looks like.
As well. Is it a really conservative crowd? Like,
you know, definitely not. Obviously not.
No, hold on. But everyone's naked, but you tell a raunchy joke and everyone's like,
everyone
oh,
gets upset
no,
and insulted. No. No, I don't think that's the type of crowd that participates in
you never know.
Nude bowling.
You never know.
Imagine throwing bowls during a fucking bowling fucking match. And you're fighting each other because
okay.
I can't see a fight like that happening.
Okay, so I'm sorry, but I can't get the funny visual out of my head of someone a guy going and bowling and his balls go with his like, you know.
It's got the momentum of his stroke or whatever they call bowling things. What's it called?
I was gonna say stroke as well, but I don't know what that is.
Yeah,
stroke's
a dangerous word to use when you're talking about nudity.
I didn't want to use it. At least not while referencing balls.
Okay. Yeah, it's a good stroke,
but
brother.
Listen, you're going
great
up.
Great stroke, brother.
You're going up. You got a backstroke with your
yeah.
Your
balls probably
ball.
Go with the yeah. It definitely goes with the weight.
Come on, your balls are gonna go with it. Huh?
Definitely. Like, you know. It's definitely gonna pendulum like swing. You know what I'm saying?
And if most of them, if you're like most people, one of them hangs lower than the other. Maybe maybe it hits the shaft like.
There's a soundbite for you guys. Speaking of fights, dude, I mean, there's one coming up that I think the whole universe wants to participate in watching
this
shit.
We talked about this
one. Dude, Jake Paul and Mike Tyson, guys, I mean, listen, I'll tell you, Zoe, how I feel about this.
All right, let's go. For me, I'm just excited to see Mike in the ring again.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I was too young to see him back in the day.
No,
like, you know,
are not.
No, but we didn't pay the $75 for the,
right,
you
so
know.
Don't say you were too young to see him back in the day, like you were born in the 90s and shit.
No, I was born in the 80s, but my parents weren't paying the pay-per-view for back
right,
then.
Okay.
You know what
that's,
I'm saying?
That's acceptable.
So I never got to see him except for watching like old videos.
Like,
I never got
and stuff.
To pay and see a live fight from Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Arguably one of the best boxers that have ever existed
arguably the best boxer that's ever.
Well, you can go Floyd Mayweather, like you
Muhammad
know,
Ali,
you
right?
know, Muhammad Ali,
as
obviously.
The GOAT, right? Yeah,
so,
I think that's the GOAT, though.
But yeah, he's the GOAT classically.
I think Muhammad's the GOAT for sure.
But like, the second one,
but Mike's
older than Muhammad, is Mike Tyson.
Gotta be Mike. Yeah, Floyd for the wins, but
he had his own
and the record
video
but,
game.
And, yeah, Mike is definitely goated status, bro. Like I think in certain aspects, there's room for multiple goats.
Of course,
you know what I'm
of
saying.
Course.
Like between you've hit the goat status.
There's also featherweight. There's you know heavyweight. There.
Oh no, I'm talking about like, not just in boxing. I'm talking about in general in like
as fighters,
sports or whatever.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, 100%. There's room for multiple goats under 100%. That umbrella, and Mike definitely fits the bill as like a goat status for sure.
Now, there's been a lot of controversy over like you know Paul's fights over the years, like you know whether he's a real boxer.
I don't
or...
think as much controversy. I think he pays for this.
No, he pays for yeah, it. For you sure. know, and of course he's mostly fighting people who are retired and stuff like
he
that.
He hasn't fought anyone worthwhile. Yeah.
No current boxer or current, no. like, you know, something like that. So
no, he's not getting in the ring with any current
exactly.
MMA
so
guy, any
a,
current boxer.
There's a bit of an eye roll going on here, at least for me.
Sure.
But at the same time, he is very well worked out. Like, you know, you can see his body. He's got the muscles. He's got everything. Like, you know what
oh,
I'm
he's
saying?
In great shape, and the kid actually trains hard. I'm not taking anything away from his camp. So and what he does to prepare.
So a lot of people have been coming at Tyson, basically saying that he's just doing this for a payday, because that's what everyone's basically
I
doing.
Mean, it's
like,
really
you know,
what it is, though.
For the most part. But Tyson came out in a statement recently saying, you guys are all talking about me just doing this for a payday. He's like, no, I'm coming for this guy's head. He
no,
is
I
making.
I hope he's right. I hope.
Oh, statement wasn't over. He basically said, this isn't verbatim, but like meaning it's not word for word. Right. But he basically said, I am coming for this guy's head because he's making a joke of boxing. And I want to just put him out. And
I
just,
hope that's true.
I hope
that's
true as well.
That's what everyone says about this kid's fights and stuff like that. Yes. But then again, everyone either watches it, either everyone pays for it or... I mean, obviously enough people pay for it, the fact that this kid's making hundreds of millions of dollars, you know? Or people illegally pirate it, whatever. Everyone's going to watch it. You know, like, you could talk all the shit you want. Everyone's going to watch it.
It's
I don't agree with it.
A lot of money.
I think he's making a mockery of the sport of boxing. But that's just my personal opinion. As far as Jake goes, I'm not taking anything away from how he trains. The guy is a fucking multimillionaire and is successful in what he's done. So hats off to him as far as, like, an entrepreneur and all that type of shit.
Yeah.
But...
he's entertaining people.
Absolutely. And you can't say he's not because you're the one talking about him right now. So if you're talking about him right now or online, he's winning as it is anyway.
He's successful in what
right?
he's doing.
So that's why you got to show some type of respect to
yes,
the guy.
Yes, 100%.
You know?
100%.
But,
and he's in great shape. It's not like he's not like me coming off and being like, I'm going to fight Mike Tyson.
Right.
Like, you
but
know.
He's also fighting Mike at what? How old is Mike? 57 years old?
Yeah, about that.
Yeah, I mean.
55 to 57, yeah, somewhere around that.
You know, why not fight any one of these current.
Because he knows he can't.
Heavyweight champions.
Because he knows he can't and he doesn't want to get humiliated because at the end of the day, he's trying to win. He's trying to just build up his brand.
I know that
you know?
Fighting Mike Tyson is a huge draw that's going to
that
bring
name itself,
so much money.
That name itself, every old school person that doesn't even care
yeah.
about the polls or anything like
yeah.
that is going to show up, right?
For Mike, right. But the thing is, you don't think Mike takes... $50 million to fall. Like, that's my thing. Like, you don't think...
Listen, do you remember the...
Could you, like, would you, like, yo, would you take 50... Like, I mean, yeah, you're not Mike Tyson, but...
I'll take that.
At the end of the day...
My career's done. What
I'm
do I care?
I'm 57 years old. 50 fucking million dollars...
And their career's done.
Means a lot to me right now.
The career's done and it's not...
Not that he's not still a multimillionaire. I'm just saying.
Yes. But I'm saying, like, his career's done as far as he's not actually boxing professionally anymore.
But you want
to
lose to this fucking kid?
And it's not going to count against his record.
Of course
as
not.
A real
Of course
thing.
Not.
So I can see him just doing this as a payday. And, of course, you say stuff like this to get people to come in. But remember when we covered the Paul Mayweather thing a couple of years ago.
No, the Conor McGregor.
No,
Mayweather fight.
No. The Paul, one of the Pauls fought because there's two of them out there.
Yeah, he has a belt.
I don't remember which one, but one of them fought Mayweather, and we covered this on the Cask and Crow.
Okay.
And in the video, you can literally see Mayweather basically punch him in the face and knock him out, and he grabs him.
Right, Mayweather
grabs Paul.
Yeah, he picks him up.
Yeah, he goes right under and keeps him up so that he didn't fall. He didn't knock him out. I'm sorry, I did say knock out, but he basically did.
Well, no, there's he definitely would have fell to the ground.
He would have fell to the ground if he didn't hold him up. All these contracts say you have to last at least five rounds, and that's what makes it, or at least a couple of rounds, and that's what makes it fake.
There's so much shit that goes on.
One punch right to the face, this guy's going down.
There's so much, there's like so many factors that that make boxing what it is and make sports betting what it is and all that shit. Everyone's eating at this table. Like, that's what people need to really
understand. People are making money, and that's what you mean by
eating. Everyone's eating. Yes, that's exactly what I mean. Everyone's eating at this table, dude. Like, Vegas is eating at this table. Wherever they're hosting the event, the Tyson camp, the Paul camp. Everyone's eating, bro.
There is so much money being created.
And there's
just
so
by
much
this.
Fucking food from for the, everybody.
from the fighters to the venues to the advertisers. People want something like this. People wanted Mike back in the ring for so long.
I mean, I'm gonna pay to watch it though.
Dude, I'm gonna be here drinking.
We're gonna have it on in the studio, dude. So I mean,
100%. And we will cover this.
Oh, I'm sure we'll go live, or we'll do something on social media, or we'll have our reactions to it. I'm sure we'll do something like that, guys. You know, but to bring it on more of a somber note, before I forget to mention it, man.
Talking about people getting killed.
Yeah. talking about death. I just want to shout out to Akira Toriyama, man, the creator of Dragon Ball Z, passed away. And it was staggering through the anime world. I'm not huge on anime. I do appreciate it and enjoy it and love it, actually. But I'm a big Dragon Ball Z fan, always was since I was a kid. And that's what got me into anime, and that's why I appreciate it. And Akira Toriyama was the pioneer when it comes to this shit as far as introducing this art and the whole style to Americans, man. Like, he is a fucking goat. Talk about goats, bro. This man,
it was big. Like, Dragon Ball was not big for my generation. I'm a couple of years older than you. Like, you know, I missed that a bit, and it's huge for your generation.
Oh yeah.
But I gotta say, as far as making anime a mainstream for, you know, Americans, I gotta say, Voltron was a thing for me when I was younger.
Yeah, man, Voltron did it for sure.
Because that was so high animation for what I was watching when I was younger. But Dragon Ball is its whole
other
thing.
It took it to
thing.
A whole other level, bro.
It really did, and it actually encaptured so many people. Like, again, for me, it wasn't a big thing, but for, like, you know, your generation and a generation that I just missed by, like, 2 years or something like that.
Right.
It just became this whole other thing, and it was such a big franchise that just blew up.
What's crazy about my...
And it's still going.
Yeah, absolutely. But what's crazy about my personal experience with Dragon Ball Z is I didn't get into it until later on in life. I didn't get into it until I was in high school.
Like, really?
Freshman year of high school is when I started to appreciate Dragon Ball Z and like the stories. So everything had already happened. Like, this is like,
okay, so you got in a little late.
Oh yeah. And my friends were like, yo, let me put you on. Like, they were trying to put me on to this. And I remember they were still actively, it was still actively on television as far as Cartoon Network. They would do, what was
it
called? Toonami, I think it was called, right? Like,
yeah, Toonami.
Yeah. And they would do reruns, but they would also play it in order, right. So I remember coming home from school.
Because, like, watching stuff back in the day, like cartoons in particular, when it wasn't in order, especially when, like, you know, it was like a two-part episode or something like that.
Mm-hmm. It was
rough. Doesn't matter what you were watching. Mm-hmm. That killed you.
Yeah, if you missed it.
If you missed it, yes.
Yeah. I remember running home and being like, yo, I got to get home for a certain time because Dragon Ball Z's on. And before I would pretend to do my homework, I would
pretend to do your homework.
I would put on Dragon Ball Z, and it was every day during the week, and I got really, really into it. And I feel like I'm definitely not the only one. I feel like Mr. Toriyama definitely opened up the floodgates for Americans and for shit like that to get into this. Just an absolute legend in the game. He definitely needed to be shouted out on this episode.
Yeah, you know, it's terrible that he's gone, but let's give a 5-second
moment of silence. Yeah, sure. To bring it up, though, guys, Maddie, this is going to strike a chord for you, bro.
Okay,
so I needed to definitely bring this. I needed to definitely bring this up as we get back into the episode. One of Maddie's favorite comic book series of all time is the Teen Titans. Am I right or am I wrong?
100%. Other than X-Men and Spider-Man, that's my number 3.
Yeah, so it's one of your top 5 favorite comic book series of all time, right?
100%. I love some Titans.
One of your favorite characters of all time is Nightwing, right? For sure.
Yes, 100%.
Right. First appearance comes from Teen Titans, right? So that's why I bring up Nightwing. But they're getting a live action television series, as far as I'm concerned, Teen Titans.
I heard a movie.
I'm gonna let you take this over.
Okay, so I heard a movie, not a TV series, right? They already did one, and the TV series was decent.
It's a movie. You are right.
Yes, the TV series was decent, and I did actually.
Oh, it's called Titans, right? On HBO Max. Yeah.
Yes,
I saw it. It was pretty good.
Honestly, it's worth watching. And
yeah, it was pretty good.
They did a decent amount of work for the comic book series and the characters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I am excited, but I have reservations. Because what iteration of Teen Titans, or even if we're dropping
the
teens.
That's always how it goes, yeah.
Even if we're dropping the teens and just going with Titans, because that's what they did with the comic book series, eventually, like, you know what I'm saying? I am so worried about where they're going to go with this, because one of the first things... What version of Robin or Nightwing are you going with?
Yeah.
You know, because basically...
Are you going with Nightwing or are you going with Robin? Where are they going?
And here's the thing. Basically, at one point or another, throughout all the iterations of Teen Titans and stuff like that, are we going with Dick Grayson at all? Or are we getting Tim Drake? Are we getting Damian? We getting Jason Todd? Like, what are we getting? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And also, who's going to be there? Because... One of the things that annoyed me the most about the Justice League movie is the fact that Cyborg was there. He is not a Justice League character. He is a Titan.
Right, yeah.
100% a Titan.
Yeah, absolutely. So here's the question that you have to ask. Is not where the branch off of that question is this going to be canon to the DCU or not?
Oh, no, 100%. Anything that comes out...
That's how you can kind of slice that pie.
Anything that comes out, at least from what James Gunn has said, anything that comes out since Blue Beetle. Blue Beetle was the last one that did not connect to the DC universe, right?
Right.
So anything that comes out now is connected.
Well, what's come out after Blue Beetle?
Well, nothing so far.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So he's starting from scratch, which leads me to believe it's going to be...
It's going to be canon to his version of the DC universe.
It's going to be Dick Grayson then. It has to be.
I mean, if it's not, I'm sorry. If it's not, then you're dropping the ball. Because at the end of the day, one of the biggest things for Dick Grayson as a character, not just him being the first Robin, is his connection to the Titans.
Right.
He made so many interpersonal connections between Wonder Girl, Changeling, Cyborg, Raven, Starfire, all these things.
Sure, but for the members of the murder that might not know or might not understand, when did Dick Grayson form the Teen Titans? Because he formed the Teen Titans.
Oh, we're going back to the 60s here.
Was it after he wasn't Robin anymore?
No. He was 100%
still active Robin.
The original Titans that was created for the sidekicks.
Right.
100% any sidekick. So that came from Robin, who is Speedy. The original.
Yeah.
Robin. Speedy, who is
the Flash's
Green Arrow's sidekick.
Sidekick, yeah.
Kid Flash.
Kid Flash, yeah.
Wonder Girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
It was all the sidekicks.
All the sidekicks.
It's a genius idea for a spinoff.
It was.
Yeah.
And when you look at it 50 years later,
yeah.
It created so much lore to those characters, and they introduced people like Starfire, Raven, Cyborg, Beast Boy or Changeling, whatever you want to call him. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
And more than that, there's been so much more than that.
Well, this movie cannot come close to premiering or even being filmed yet until they release Batman Brave and the Bold and all these things that are going to be...
The first thing that's going to be coming out, I want to say at the end of this year or beginning of next year, is going to be... The first one is Creature Commandos. That's an animated movie. Right?
Okay.
And then we're going to get Superman. It was titled Superman Legacy.
Right.
But they just took that legacy out of it, and now it's just going to be titled Superman.
Did you see his new logo?
I did, and I'm all for it. I've also seen some pictures that even James Gunn said was maybe not real about the Fortress of Solitude and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
James Gunn came out and said, like, you know, this is a fan thing. It's not really my thing. But I love that they're going this way because this is where they should be going. I'm just concerned about what iteration, because if you're going with New 52... If you're going with any Rebirth, if you're going with any of the newer iterations of Titans,
right,
you're going to have a fail. You're going to have a fail.
Why do you say that right away?
Because every single, just like the Marvels or anything like that, the people that are going to go see this movie are older generations. Well, not fully older, but most of them are going to be people who've been watching the Titans or reading the Titans forever, right? Yeah. So if you don't have Cyborg, Raven, Starfire, if they're not
Beast
there,
Boy.
If it's not, yeah, Beast Boy with Dick Grayson,
yeah.
If it's not that, it's going to fail.
Facts.
And there are plenty of other Titans over the years and, you know, introduce them, you know what I mean? But they already failed with Cyborg in Justice League, so I don't know where they're going to go with this.
It's questionable, like you said, why he was even in that movie to begin with.
No, he shouldn't. I know why he was there. It's because of diversity and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I guess.
But they didn't do well. They connected it to Darkseid, like his whole thing, like his whole origin.
Just put Jon Stewart in, then, I guess, at that point.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's...
Come on. Yeah. You want diversity and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm all for it, but give me some Jon Stewart then.
Cyborg
should have been waiting.
Was a force. It was forced.
Yeah.
You know, and they connected his origin to Darkseid and everything like that. Yeah. No. Cyborg was supposed to be someone that his father he got into an accident and his father recreated him. Like, you know, saved his life.
So ultimately, you're on board if they start from the beginning. It's got to be
from scratch. I'm on board, but I have such misgivings. Like I've been burned too many times to be happy with anything that DC is doing. Animated, I'm all for. Live action,
Yeah. All right, before we get on to the next topic, because this next topic, I have some controversy here. I just want to have a little quick little moment from our friends at Magic Mind. If you struggle with staying focused or need an extra boost of energy but don't like the feeling you get when you drink energy drinks, our friends at Magic Mind have just the thing, guys. Made with all natural ingredients like matcha, ashwagandha, lion's mane. You won't get the jitters and the crash that unhealthy energy drinks will give you. For sure, I can vouch for this 110%. It comes in a little individual shot so you can take it on the go and don't have to mix, shake, or stir anything. I start my day with it, and this is absolutely still true. I've been taking it for a few weeks now since they wanted to hook us up, and I'm telling you right now, this is absolutely legit, and it definitely helps me stay focused while creating new content for Cask and Crow or just in everyday life. So go to magicmind.com and use the code CASK. Ask and Crow 20 for 20% off your order. We're going to hook you up. Get it for a little cheaper. Tell them we sent you.
And it might get your dick hard. You never know.
It definitely does help, for sure. It definitely helps the blood flow. that lion's mane's got me going, Biz. I'm not going to lie.
Listen, they always say males have two brains. Okay.
So you came in the studio tonight pretty hot as far as this new Ghost Rider situation, and that's what we're going to talk about now. Because
Ghost Rider has always been a favorite of mine.
Like, you've liked Ghost Rider.
I love that character.
I mean, Ghost Rider too, yeah.
The design, the whole lore behind it from the 90s to the 80s. But.
Yeah, Johnny Blaze, man.
I just heard that Keanu Reeves might actually be the new Ghost Rider in the MCU.
Yeah. I mean, I can't.
I also heard that Nicolas Cage is probably going to make an appearance in Deadpool. As Ghost Rider.
There's so many Deadpool appearance rumors, which we'll get back to.
Yes.
Let's just table that.
But honestly, Keanu Reeves, I love him as an actor. You know what I'm saying?
What's like, not to love about Keanu Reeves?
He takes his stuff seriously.
Yeah, he's the absolute best.
He takes his stuff seriously. And there's been some fan-made art of him as Ghost Rider. And it just looks amazing. And there's an actual thing right now, a rumor going out, that he is in talks with Marvel Universe to have one of his favorite characters done. And what people, the internet, is saying is that Ghost Rider is probably going to happen.
I mean, look, here's my feelings on this. As much as I love Keanu Reeves, and I love him, especially, I mean, I guess over the last 25 years, but especially over the last decade, with the John Wick stuff and how great he's been with that, I would love to see him as the Ghost Rider, as Johnny Blaze, or anyone after Johnny Blaze. Actually, it doesn't really matter who.
They've had multiple different Ghost
Riders. Yeah, it doesn't matter who he is, but I would love to see him, and I think he would kill as that. There was earlier rumors that my man Norman Reedus was supposed to be casted as Johnny Blaze.
There were.
Or
we
the
talked
Ghost
about,
Rider.
We talked. And, yo.
Yeah, and,
that
dude,
would have been great. That would have been great.
I can't. I love Keanu Reeves. I love the dude. I think he's a phenomenal actor and an even better person. And I love him as John Wick, like I just said. I want him to stay as that cat. I would love for some Norman Reedus to become the Ghost Rider and break into the MCU. I think the man as an actor for sure deserves his time as someone who needs to
be
a spotlight. And I think he would be a fantastic Johnny Blaze. He rides motorcycles. He has a show on AMC called Ride that's got 4 seasons. And this is what he does. He rides bikes, and it would be fantastic to see him break in a huge MCU movie.
But
not just The Walking Dead, you know?
But it doesn't matter which actor they go
I'm
with.
I'm not mad at either or, honestly.
No,
yeah,
no.
To be honest.
Both of
you.
Them are they're fine in different ways, obviously. But honestly, if they're going to do Ghost Rider again, I'm sorry. Do not do something like Nick Cage. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Those movies were terrible. And whereas I love seeing him on the big screen, they were just terrible and shouldn't have ever been done, okay? Whoever wrote those should never work for Marvel or any other person.
Probably
ever
the guy
again.
Who wrote Daredevil with Ben Affleck. You know, it's those two along the same lines.
Those weren't done, but both those movies were not done. Those were done by Fox or Sony or whatever like that.
I appreciate the Daredevil more than the Ghost Rider, though. To be honest with you, if I had to pick,
but Daredevil wasn't a terrible movie, but it wasn't good either.
No, you know, it's far from good.
and the Ghost Rider movies were just
god awful, dude.
Like,
yeah,
okay,
facts.
We had Ghost Rider on screen, but that wasn't anything that the Ghost Rider should be. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, Keanu Reeves, I'm down for. I'm down for Norman too. I think I would probably
but
rally.
I'm down
more
for
towards
a good
Norman.
Story. I don't care if you don't actually get any star for it. I'm down for a good story.
Facts.
Please give me a good story.
Facts.
That's all we want.
It's the introduction to these street-level characters, which I'm really kind of digging, though. You know?
Okay, so Marvel...
That's what I'm really kind of, like, really invested in right now.
I feel like Marvel has actually made the... They realize the Avengers are done, even Avengers 4 or 5, whatever they're going to do, it's not going to be what the first 2 or 3 were.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So they realize they have to caveat. They have to move. They have to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
And these characters, these street level, or even like mystical characters, like, you know, Doctor Strange and like, you know, Ghost Rider, because those are mystical characters, kind of.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
The spirit of vengeance and shit.
Yes, or even the cosmic characters, like, let's go more with, like, you know,
Silver Surfer.
And Silver Surfer and Nova and stuff like this.
Yeah.
Let's go with that. Like, let's move away from just the Avengers, and there's so many good stories to tell.
Absolutely.
Just make a good story.
So you don't care if it's Norman or Keanu?
No, at the end of the day, I don't care if it's not any known actor, because just because it's an actor doesn't mean it's a good story. I've seen so many movies that have star power that are just trash.
Yeah. Would you be okay with the statement that Marvel, as far as its cinematic universe, is on a landslide right now?
Yes.
Would you be okay with that statement?
Well, yes, but I have to throw up an asterisk. Because
the MCU, I'm saying.
The MCU is on a downslide, but they're on a downslide because they started going with TV shows to basically go in between the movies.
But you would agree with that statement as a whole?
100%, yes. Yeah. 100%. Things are on a downslide.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I don't think anyone can really say anything other, but I'm going to say it's because they started going with so many TV shows that don't actually interact with anything. They're trying to make it interact, but it doesn't.
Speaking of TV shows, how do you feel about the firing of the creator of X-Men 97? Because that's a TV show, and that's Marvel, and there's a downslide here. Well, they're riding the avalanche right now, and they're losing their footing.
Well, for me,
in my opinion.
For me, okay, I'm already on the fence 50-50 on what this X-Men 97 cartoon is going to be.
Yeah, friends of mine were just at the premiere, and they feel like it's outstanding. They were very happy with it.
I hope it is. I hope it is. I threw some misgivings the first time that we talked about this, you know?
Shout out to my buddy Jerry Gaylord, who is actually one of the artists on X-Men 97. So shout out to you, Jerry. You're awesome.
There are some things I have annoyance with. The fact that, like, the animation was supposed to be the same. But it's not. I'm sorry, it's not. All the guys seem to be the same, but none of the females.
Oh, you're talking about the lack of booty?
No, it's not.
Is that
even
what you're talking about? The lack of booty in Rogue?
Okay, that's what the internet's talking about.
Yeah.
What I'm talking about is the lack of actual artistic. Artistic actual authenticity. Like, at the end of the day, at the end of the day, it has
nothing
to do
with... You're saying it doesn't look?
Like, I don't need to see Rogue booty. I don't want to see that. It's a cartoon. Like, you know what I'm saying?
So you're saying
the
way...
But at the end of the day, all the guys still got their pecs, still got their abs, still got everything. But all of a sudden, the women don't have that. Women have boobs, guys. They have an ass. I mean, this is reality.
That just goes to show with the topic of Marvel kind of being like kind of muting things and kind of being like they don't want to offend someone to the point where they just get to the point where they're just muting everything.
The title is X-Men 97.
Right.
So we're supposed to be talking about this is taking place back in 1997.
Sure.
So guess what? All of your 2024 ideas that you're trying to shove into something that takes place back in 1997 doesn't work.
Yeah, I guess
there's
that's
also
a way to slice that pie.
No, it's reality because it's not 1997. If you're putting in non-binary or trans people, guess what? They're making Morph non-binary.
Right. Yeah.
He's a cartoon character. Why the fuck are we even talking about this?
So how do you feel about them firing the creator?
See, now,
lately?
I don't...
Did you know why he got fired? Did you hear about this?
I actually heard about this a couple of days ago, and it question marks and exclamation points came up in my head.
Yeah.
But I don't know why
Metal
they
Gear
did
Solid
it.
Metal Gear Solid style.
I'm waiting to actually hear why they actually did it.
Well, Marvel hasn't released a statement as to why, but the internet is saying it's because he has an OnlyFans.
Oh.
And he has an OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah.
And he's an openly gay man that has an OnlyFans.
Which he's always been openly gay, and they hired him as that.
As far as I knew, he was.
He's always been openly gay.
But now he has an OnlyFans, and Marvel's like, now we can't be doing this.
Well, that part I kind of get.
Why?
Why? Because they're a family. It's owned by Disney. Okay. It's family friendly.
Understood.
You don't see nudity on anything that's Disney.
Nudity is not in the show.
No, they
took away the booty.
Hold on. There are plenty of people. I don't care what actress or actor that you are. Most films that are owned by big companies will not hire you if you do porn.
Yeah,
Why do you think porn actresses never make the jump, even if they're good actresses,
to
be in something? Because they've done porn.
And I get that. But at the end of the day, who's your target audience for X-Men 97? It's not kids.
40-year-old men.
It's 40-year-old men.
40-year-old men. But at the same time...
That's what I'm saying.
But at the same time...
You can't put the Disney brand behind something and then you'd be like, the creator of this show has an OnlyFans where he's fucking jerking off.
But this is where it doesn't make sense.
Onto another dude and shit like that, you know?
This is where it doesn't make sense, though.
Right.
Because you want...
It doesn't make sense, is what I'm saying.
You want to put in, let's fire this person for having this OnlyFans, right?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time... Because that's not 1997, morals.
I don't think it has anything to do with the time, but...
But at the same time, you're going to do a bunch of different things with 1997 that don't actually equal out.
It's Disney saying, let's exclude this man.
Let's make them a woman and make it weird.
But then let's not exclude anybody else, is what's the... It's like they're... They're completely going against what they're trying to set a standard at.
They're going against porn, and I get that because...
We don't even know if the guy does any kind of... He might just be...
Even if he's selling feet pics.
Yeah, he might just be topless in the videos, not comfortable with it.
At the end of the day, though, no major company
bad for the dude, bro.
No major company is standing behind that.
It's so contradictory, bro. Because, let's not exclude anybody and let's bend all these things and change all these storylines and characters to make sure everyone's included. And then you fire the creator 3 days before the premiere of the show and you're like...
No, let's...
Because he has an OnlyFans?
No, but let's include everybody except for porn stars.
We don't know if he does porn, though.
No, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, no adult content will ever go. If you do adult content...
I guess that's considered adult content.
Yes,
right?
It doesn't matter. Fans. Even if it's just him kissing his partner.
It might just be... I think it's just him taking pictures of himself with no shirt on.
Maybe.
Doing dishes in the nude like you. I don't fucking know.
I don't know. By the way, guys, if you want to see pictures of me doing stuff in the nude, let me know.
That's Casket Crow After Dark, baby.
There you go. But my point being is, though, no major company keeps ties with anyone that does anything adult.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay, so let's hit it with one of my favorite episodes, segments of the show. Give me the asshole.
Oh, you want it? Okay, we're going to the asshole. Let's do it.
Asshole of the week.
Let's go.
So for people at home that don't know, we've talked about robotics and stuff like that actually, being more in front of our society, right? So Saudi Arabia actually created a robot that looks very humanoid.
Oh, the humanoid
extremely,
robot.
Extremely humanoid.
Did you see pictures of this?
I have.
It's pretty wild.
Honestly, there's a whole video you can watch online. And literally, if you didn't know that it was a robot, you would think it's a real person, right? And it answers things and everything like that. But they had a little bit of a mishap during this video. And again, you can watch it. During the video, they have a female reporter actually doing the interview. And there's the robot up there that looks like a human, right? And then whoever created it, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So during the interview, it literally just goes out. The robot literally just goes out and grabs some ass.
Yeah, he grabs the reporter's ass.
100%. You see how look over and she gets really upset until she, like, you know, looked like, okay, this is the robot. It wasn't someone just grabbing my ass.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's
But she's still upset. Like, you know?
You can't even change dudes, bro. Even if you try to create dudes, they're still going to grab some booty, bro.
Hold on. But this is what makes me question.
It's wild if you really...
Is the robot the asshole or is it the programmer that's the asshole? Because someone somewhere programmed him.
The AI is so intelligent, bro. The AI is so intelligent, dude, that it's just like...
Well, then someone programmed it to want the ass. Yeah. Like at some point, someone put in his programming that ass is good. Yeah. And like he grabbed it. I swear to God, people at home, you have to go watch this. Go into YouTube or wherever you watch videos and just type
Saudi Arabian robot.
Yes. Just do it.
Yeah.
Because it looks so real. It looks so real. It looks like a real human person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it also grabs ass
like any other dude would do.
Human person. Like, you know.
I like it. Until next week, I'm Lord Drew.
I'm Eddie Biz.
We love you guys. Be safe. Happy St. Patty's Day.
I'm an outlaw, baby. I'm an outlaw, baby. Then you're